Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women since 2006. I'm also the best-selling publisher behind the boutique publishing company InspiredLivingPublishing.com, which is dedicated to giving visionary female entrepreneurs, coaches, and health practitioners a voice and a high-profile media and publishing platform to share their wisdom, enhance their expert status, and bring their brand out of the shadows. I'm so excited to share that Inspired Living Publishing recently released its latest book, Midlife Transformation, Redefining Love, Life, Health, and Success, and you can grab a copy at midlifetransformationbook.com. And I am so excited that you're here for today's show because, as you know, this show and all my brands are dedicated to inspiring women to live their best lives. So you are in the right place, my friend. You know, life is about choices, and I'm sure you'll agree that changing one thing can change everything. So if you're not 100% over the moon about your work, your weight, your relationships, or your bank account, it's time to choose something different. If you want to create major positive change in your life, it's time to start choosing what you really want instead of letting your current circumstances, your past, or the people in your life choose it for you. Joining me today is my dear friend, Ann Sanfilippo, who's going to be talking about that and so much more. Ann is a master success strategist, world-class speaker, sought-after coach, the number one international best-selling author of Wealth Attraction Formula, an expert columnist for Aspire Magazine, and the founder of the Wealth Attraction Academy, a company dedicated to providing individuals with the tools and resources they need to manifest an abundant life of their dreams, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. The Wealth Attraction Academy was birthed from over 25 years of effort that Ann put into studying the philosophies of, or training for, the most powerful influencers in the world, both from the past as well as the present. What these incredible mentors shared propelled Ann to outstanding success, including a seven-figure business. Ann streamlined years of information down to the very best practices to create the Wealth Attraction Formula, a simple-to-follow recipe for success in life. Welcome, Ann.
Hi, Linda. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I love this topic because it's how I changed my life, right? I was struggling. I was a former welfare mom, a queen of self-sabotage in my 20s and 30s. And I finally realized that it was up to me. It was up to me to choose something differently. So when I wanted to have you on the show to talk about the power of choice, it is so true, as I said in the opening, that one choice can change the trajectory of your life. So bring us back to how you started diving in to all of this work in your own life.
Okay. I actually come from the Midwest. So I was raised with pretty Midwest values, I would say. My dad was a police officer and my mom was a checker in a grocery store. And we constantly heard things like, we couldn't do, you know, that, being, you know, having fancy houses or fancy cars. We just didn't have that where I grew up. Or just go to school and get good grades and you'll get a good job and life will be good for you. So I never really heard that I could manifest wealth in any way. It was just a good Midwest upbringing. So it wasn't until I actually got out of college when I started looking for a good job, and they didn't want to pay me what they told me in college I could expect to make. So I was kind of a little disappointed by that. And then I met my husband, who was an entrepreneur. And that was the first opportunity that I had to think outside the box from what I had been raised with. And he and I worked his business for 10 years. Unfortunately, we got into a situation where most small businesses end up, and that is we were working far too many hours, and so we didn't have quality time together, and we were always struggling for money. So we would basically not live paycheck to paycheck, but we were living month to month. And so after 10 years of this struggle, we decided to part ways, and I had to move across country to be near my family because my parents had retired at that point, and it took me down to Florida. And with that, I had to reinvent myself. So it was a true test for everything I had done those years prior. But now I was 30 years old, and I found myself living in my parents' back bedroom and thinking, what was I going to do now? I was on my own. And so I actually went into business for myself. And from that, I've been able to develop several different businesses. And like you said, it's taken me to, for the last 17 years, I've had 6- and 7-figure annual incomes for myself. And it all stems back to really taking the personal growth that I had in years prior and actually having to step in and do. So it's pretty exciting.
Well,
what the power of the mind is.
Yeah, and when hearing your story, Anne, and some of those layers I didn't know, and we have a personal relationship, so I'm really like excited because someone listening right now may believe that they're in a dark period of their life, right? Struggle, lack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my story, your story, is I want it to be inspiration to fuel them to say, listen, it doesn't have to be that way. Within you is the power to change. Your life, and you're a living example of it. So for those listening, what were the first steps, you know, those first tentative steps when you were still living in your parents' home at 30 years old? What's the first things you started doing to start to shift things?
Well, I think that it's really important to change your circle of influence. Because if everybody around you is telling you you can't do it, you're going to stay stuck and not being able to do it. So I think changing your circle of influence is really big. And so I think although I was living in my parents' back bedroom, I started in surrounding myself with people that said, hey, listen, you can't have a pity party and stay in your parents' back bedroom because life is going to pass you by. So you've got to do something, and it's either you do this or you're going to get a job and just get by. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted more than just to make a paycheck that would just get me by till the next paycheck.
Oh, you have the entrepreneurial heart, that's for sure. So how did you learn to trust yourself? Because I think a lot of our listeners, and I think a lot of women in our community, they do have a dream in their heart, right? They have this vision mm-hmm. for something more, but they're afraid, right? They're afraid mm-hmm. to believe in their dream enough, so instead they stay focused on their fears. Share how you broke through the fears, because it is scary to step into something new.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. So first of all, I think when we have that feeling deep inside of us, that desire, we're supposed to pay attention to that. And I think, you know, as you said, I have this entrepreneurship. I think it was inside me the whole time, but it was being pushed down by my upbringing. And by just listening to that inner voice we have, spirit talking to us, that's the first thing that people have to do. And I think right now we live in a society where there's so much noise around us that we're never stopping to listen to that voice inside of us. So the first thing I know for me, what I did is I had to have relief from the fear I had, and I found meditation to be fabulous because it was making me calm down and just even breathing, taking the time to take a deep breath and exhale, and taking the time to go in. And I used to do a lot of guided meditation of where, you know, taking you and creating that future vision that you wanted to step into.
So this is my favorite kind of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
The guided
yeah.
ones really help me, yeah, go into my story, into my what I want to create for my life, and take me out of my head. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you to share a few more tips when we come back from our break. But changing your circle of influence is the first one. Meditation, so you have a way of releasing the fear and the self-doubt. And when we come back in a moment, Anne's going to share some more tips and strategies that she learned along her path of transformation, and the tips and strategies that she used to create a thriving business. And now she is excited and passionate about helping others create and manifest their own life of their dreams. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Ann Sanfilippo. And right before the break, we were talking about some of the things that she did when she first set off on the path and made the choice to change her life. And as I shared before the break, one of them was change your circle of influence, which was a big one for me too, Ann, many years ago. And you mentioned guided meditation to help you release the fear, slow down the thoughts, and be more present in your life. So what came next as you were going through this process? And really, I could just already energetically see the choices you're making. There's just a whole energetic difference between what your life circumstances were and the steps you were taking forward.
Sure. Once I was able to calm myself down and tame the fears, and I listened to my inner voice, and I got that vision. The next thing was, you know, actually get that vision clear on where I wanted to go through the meditation. And I kind of look at desire as the seed that we plant. And then the new reality comes from our vision. So,
well, I like that. So the desire, that knowing what it is we want, is the seed that we plant. And then as you do the meditation and visioning work, that's kind of like anchoring it into reality.
Yeah. And so it's becoming really clear. And like we talked about before break, not just hoping that you could have that life, but actually stepping into it and feeling it, hearing it, who's going to be around you when you have that life, how are you going to be? So it's really tying in as many of the senses as possible, because that is anchoring it into you.
So you mean not just going through the guided meditations and visioning your life, but feeling it, sensing it, like making it as real as possible?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And for me, I mean, I believe that that's one of the main keys for making it work, because if you can't feel it, you're not going to believe it, like on a subconscious level. Mm-hmm. So you have to do this. And some people go, well, that's so much work. And I'm like, well, isn't it more work to be stuck where you are right now?
Right. Exactly.
And then what would the next step be, Ian?
Would have to be make a plan. So we can't just wish it's going to happen. We have to actually make a plan. And this is where people can feel very overwhelming. This can be very overwhelming to them. And what I always say is, you know, even if you take one baby step in a different direction than you are currently, as you said when you introduced this interview, that a difference, one choice makes a complete difference.
It does. It takes, for me, I changed my life with baby steps. I didn't have information. I just kept going, I just have to take the next step. I don't have to know where I'm going. Like, I knew I wanted a change in my life, but I couldn't name it at that time, and I didn't have that awareness. I just knew if I just take the next inspired step, I'll be led. Right now, of course, I know a lot of the spiritual principles and about manifesting, but I love what you just said. Take the next step. Take a baby step. This doesn't have to, the plan, people hear the word plan, and I'll speak for myself. There was a time in my life, the word plan was like a four-letter word to me, because I'm a creative, free spirit, and plan felt structured in a box. You know, everything I was trying to escape from, you know, the 9-to-5 job, you know, world. And it wasn't until I embraced that the plan is really the foundation for building your dreams. And when I energetically got that, everything shifted for me. So I agree with you. This is, I agree when you said a lot of people get stuck here. Because a lot of people, especially those that follow law of attraction, which I do, but there's a lot of people that forget that action is needed to manifest. And it doesn't just magically come down from the sky. You have to have the plan. You have to take inspired action. You have to make tough choices sometimes. And have you found that that's, out of all the steps that you shared, that that is the one that people get stuck in the most?
Absolutely. You know, some of the steps that you're going to have to take are going to feel uncomfortable. And they may be scary. It's needed for that change to take you from where you're at to where you want to go. And I always tell people that I really enjoyed journaling. And, you know, after my meditation, I would just take a couple minutes to journal. And it's amazing over time how much you change. And you don't even recognize it, you know, in your daily life. But if you look back over the years, how your thinking changes, how your life changes. It's great to journal and watch that transformation.
Yeah, because it's so subtle, but we're shifting from the inside out. And something you said a moment ago when you said that it will feel scary because it's something new. I've had this beautiful affirmation that I typed out. God, it's got to be 7 years. It's still on my monitor. Every time I buy a new monitor, it goes on there, and it says, my dreams are stronger and more real than any false fears. And I have that there because I want to always stretch myself. And in that stretching, of course, it brings up the muck, right? The fears, the self-doubt. Mm-hmm. But I put that there to remind me, I'm going to focus on my dreams, not my fears. Yes, it's a little scary, but I'm just going to stay focused on that vision like you spoke about in a moment, that clear vision that I hold in my mind for my life. I'm going to stay focused mm-hmm. on that, not the fears that come up.
Absolutely. And when we do have fears blocking us from taking that next step, taking a look at where that fear comes from. Could it be from past programming that you were given? Like being told, you know, you're not good enough. So it's overcoming that past programming and pushing through the fear.
It's so true, like money don't grow on trees. I heard that for most of my life as a child, right? You know, and you don't realize at the time, you just think it's words when you're a child, but you take on that energy and that belief whether you know it or not. So it's things like that, you know, you're not a good writer or you shouldn't do this. It's old scripts that we pick up that become the, like, commentary behind everything we do. And
right.
And we all have them. But I love what you said. It's becoming aware of them and tracing them back to its source. Is that because when we can trace it, we can heal it?
Right. You can't change something you can't acknowledge. And these are running oftentimes in your subconscious. So it's going, you know, it's hard. It's hard to go back and look at those things. But if you want to move forward, you have to. And then you have to release them.
It's so true. And one of the things in this step with action is really accountability too, right? It's about, which is the next step actually, is we take action, but a lot of times, and I'll speak for myself, no one else. A lot of times, especially in my younger years when I was stepping on this path, I would say, okay, you know, I want this and I'd do great for a while. And then I would fall back into the old stories, the old scripts. It was like 20 feet ahead, 50 feet back. And I never even knew what accountability meant or a mentor or a coach. I didn't know that language back then, but I sure in the heck wish I did. So what does that mean to you when you say accountability?
Well, accountability can be certainly with a coach or mentor. I always like to have people be coached or mentored by people who have done what they want to do. And I, too, wish I had worked with them sooner than later because they've just streamlined things because they will call you out when you're stuck. You know, you can't see your issues when you're in them. And what we tend to do is make excuses for why we didn't do that next step, when it's really that fear peeking its way through again. So it's having somebody say, hey, listen, you know, you didn't do what you told me you were going to do. Let's revisit this and why you didn't. And getting honest.
Which is beautiful. It goes back really to one of the first things you had mentioned, changing your circle of influence, right? Because by having an accountability partner, coach, mentor, whatever word we're going to use, that's already done it, been there, and is where you want to be, they are going to hold you accountable because they see the best in you. But if you do not change your circle of influence and you pull back and you're not reaching your goals, if you stay in the old circle, what I noticed for me was there was no push because they wanted you to stay where they were, which is not a judgment. It's just they didn't know how to help you be the best you could be because they couldn't help themselves be the best they could be.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that your friends will accept you where you're at, and a mentor cares too much about you. They'll pull you forward.
Oh, I love that. It's so true, though. It is so true. And I love my friends, don't get me wrong. And now the circle I keep around me really tight, a woman like you, Ian, that will kick my butt. They'll hold up a mirror. and say, hey, Lynn, you know, this old fear's coming back up. I want that. I want that kind of depth of relationship in life, business, and in my personal life.
Right. Because if the coach has done it before you, they know it's possible for you to do it too. And they just want to see you get to the other side.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful part. Something you just said is they've already done it. And I believe that by having someone in your life like that, as a coach, mentor, or friend, it elevates your dreams. Because now it's not just a dream. You're like, if she can do it, I can do it. Because once you know something's already been accomplished, it makes it doable and less of a reach, I believe, anyway.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it makes
part
it...
Part of the problem. Yeah, part of the problem is we think that our dream can't be attained. But if you're working with somebody who's already done it, why not? Why not you?
Yes, it kind of shifts your thinking and makes it, it's a more of a empowered thinking. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, you catch yourself going, oh my God, if Anne can do that, if Anne can go from, you know, spot A to what she's doing today, then it's possible for me too. So it, I think it kind of lights a fire under your dreams.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So when we come back in a moment, I want to talk about the exciting key five, which is celebration. And I'll be back in a moment with Anne Sanfilippo of WealthAttractionAcademy.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you ready to manifest the life of your dreams? Do you often wonder why it hasn't happened yet? When you are in alignment with your deepest desires, you have unlimited power to manifest more wealth, better health, and happiness. By using a unique formula and proven process to help you create higher levels of energy in the moment and long term, at the Wealth Attraction Academy, you'll discover the support you need to help you do just that. The Wealth Attraction Academy was founded by seven-figure business owner, international best-selling author, speaker, coach, and Aspire magazine expert columnist, Anne Sanfilippo. Anne's mission is to provide women like you with the tools and resources you need to manifest an abundant life of your dreams, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. Visit WealthAttractionAcademy.com to claim your free Attract Wealth, Health, and Happiness gift set and schedule a free discovery session today.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Master Success Strategist Anne Sanfilippo of WealthAttractionAcademy.com. And we're going through the five keys to manifesting the life of your dreams, right? And we've talked about desire. Number two was having a vision. Number three was action. We just talked about accountability. And I love key number five, and because I think it's one, and I'm guilty of this, that so many of us forget to do, and that's celebration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we live in such a busy society now, and we're always off to the next appointment. We're always off to the next activity with the children. And as entrepreneurs, we're always on to the next goal. And so we forget to celebrate. And really, that's making sure that you are present in today. You know, life is nothing but a journey. It's not a destination. And so it's having gratitude for what you've accomplished and just savoring in that moment before you're on to the next.
So it's so true, because I know I'm guilty of that. It's like, oh, you finish a big project. I'm less guilty now than years ago, but there's times I finish a giant project, and you know a lot of them because you're part of a lot of them. And it's like, okay, I'm on to the next one. And I have to consciously say, wait a minute, look what you just birthed to the world. Look at, mm-hmm. you know, and so I do it more often than not. But I sometimes still have to catch myself, Ian, because I also, I'm the creative, so I love birthing. You know, I love birthing and the launch, but I need to sit more, as you said, and say, look what you just accomplished. Look at the lives that were changed. Look at the clients that were served. And just, even if it's a half hour, just be with that. So thank you, because I think that message was for me today.
Yes. You know, we all get caught up in that. You know, you have to remember, why are we working so hard, you know, to provide for our family or to build a business? It's really to experience life at its greatest, right?
Yeah, it's to not keep pushing through life trying to get somewhere. It's enjoying life as it's happening while you get to your goals, but not ignoring every moment of every day trying to get to your goals. And I see so many people doing that. They don't have gratitude for what they have in this moment, because they're so focused on their 5-year goal or their 10-year goal that they're missing out on the relationships, the intimacy, the just feeling nature, you know, the breeze on your face. They're missing out on that. And this is something I see a lot in my community, is they, especially with women, they don't celebrate their achievements. And whether that achievement is, hey, I finally got a web page up, or hey, I just had a major launch, they don't stop to show gratitude of what they just accomplished to themselves. So I think this is an important one, and I do believe it's because, as you said, so many people are so busy that they're just going right on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that kind of ties everything together. I know for myself, there was a point in my past where I did build my success and I was working all these hours. But then what I found is I had found myself in a toxic relationship, and I was probably the most unhealthy that I was in my life. And I had to stop and I had to say, is the money worth it to not have quality relationships and my health? And so, you know, even in this journey, you're going to hit, you know, it wasn't a straight shot to my success. There's always going to be some hurdles that you're going to have to get over. So I had to realign my life and say, hey, listen, you know, I have such a work schedule that I'm not eating right and I'm not taking care of myself. I've got to pull back there. But then what I found is, as I pulled back, even more came to me. And I think that's where we really have to look at the universe is amazing. And you don't have to work hard. You just have to work in alignment with your life purpose. And then everything flows easier.
You just said one of my favorite words, Ian, flows. And one of my mantras every day, and my team knows it, it surrounds every project, is my day is in flowing with ease, grace, and flow. And it's how I live my life, and I set my schedule to be that way. And I was one of those women, especially in the 90s when I had my other business for 11 years, that I thought you had to work hard because that's the script I received as a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they always struggled and it was like, oh, we got to work and we got to work two jobs. And, you know, that vibe, that energy, that frenetic, fear-based energy. And I had it. I had it in the 90s and first part of the new decade and said, how do I stop this? I felt like I was on a hamster wheel that couldn't stop because I was always pushing, striving, and thinking, well, the harder I work, the easier things will get. Well, actually, no, the harder I work, the harder things got. And now you know me. I'm in the feminine. I want the flow. I want the ease and grace. Me and my whole team are on a four-day work week. We're gone on Fridays. That was a big step for me 4 years ago. And you're right. Guess what happened? I opened space up in my life for more flow and ease and grace. And instead of what other people said, oh, my God, how are you going to do that? You have all these brands. How are you going to take time off? I didn't go into fear-based thinking. I believe that the universe will support us when we create space in our lives. And guess what it did? My businesses grew, and I have more inner peace. And so
that's how it works.
Yeah. And ladies,
the universe.
Any woman on this call right now who is struggling and pushing and forcing and striving in any area of your life, you don't have to be a business owner. If you find that frenetic energy in any area of your life, take it from a former control freak. It doesn't work. There is another way. I'm living proof of it, and as is Anne and many other women, that life can be ease, grace, and flow. But you have to be ready to receive it and shift your mindset to allow it to come to you.
Yeah, and that's one of the fears, again, that people have is, I can't cut back. I'm already working so many hours, or I'm already so busy. And it's, you know, it's the person who can release that and have faith and trust. The energy that they're putting out is concentrated energy towards their mission and purpose in life.
Oh, I love that. So, your energy towards your purpose and passion in life?
Mm-hmm.
Now, just even hearing those words, you can feel the energy behind them, right? Isn't that, and I'm talking to the listeners right now, isn't that what we all want, right? We want to feel connected to that kind of energy. And everything Anne's talking about today, it is possible. And it's right there within reach, right? It's just rewriting the scripts that are playing in your head that have you falsely believing that it's not possible, that life has to be hard, that there has to be drama, that there has to be pain and suffering to get to your goals. It's so not true. It's not true. And that's why, Anne, I love the work that you're doing, right? Because one of the ways that you define wealth, and we'll talk about this more when we have to head to a break in a moment, but I love your description of wealth because it's the Wealth Attraction Academy. But to you, wealth is having balance in every area of your life, right? Which is wealth, health, happiness, relationships. It's all of it, right? That's true wealth. And I think some people think that to achieve your dreams that we're only talking about, I want to manifest wealth, you know, the dollar signs. But really, one without the other, money without health, money without happiness, there is no balance there, right? It's having all in a beautiful balance is where I think is, as you share, is true wealth.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, excuse me. When we come back from a break, I want to dive in a little deeper about, it was key one, it was a desire, because I want to bring women who are listening back to that one and really dive a little deeper in the last segment so that they can really feel that, because it all starts with that. And I'll be back in a moment with my special guest, Anne Sanfilippo of Wealth Attraction Academy. You're listening to Inspired Conversations.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you a creative coach, author, or speaker who struggles with bright, shiny idea syndrome? Are you wondering how to turn your bright ideas into a profitable business? Traditional business planning doesn't work for most creatives. That's why Dr. Minette Riordan created the Path to Profit Academy, a program designed just for creative women entrepreneurs who are ready to take their business to a new level. No more boring business plans. No more struggling with marketing messaging or wondering where to find clients. Dr. Minette Riordan will show you how to use your creative gifts and talents to design the perfect business model just for you. Are you ready to take the next step building your business? Learn more at PathToProfitAcademy.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were careful.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Ann Sanfilippo. And we're talking about manifesting the life of your dreams. And Ann's been sharing the five keys, which include desire, have a vision, action, accountability, and celebration, and how each of them play an important role to support you in manifesting the life of your dreams, and whatever that dream may be. For some, it's creating a business. For others, it's something else. But it's your dream, right? So, Ian, right before the break, I said I wanted to dive in a little more about desire, right? Because some people say, use words to describe something, and they'll say, you know, in 5 years, I want to be, you know, here. But they're not allowing themselves to really, really feed it. I feel it. And, like, deeply tap into the whys behind it. Lead us through what desire means on a deeper level and how they can feel it in their body, because I believe that's where it starts, right? To deeply be able to know the whys behind what they want.
Mm-hmm. So it is getting quiet and looking within. You know, every day we get up and we start our day and we go throughout the entire day making choices. And those choices are going to, you know, everything is about energy. And every choice you make is either going to attract in good or attract in less desirable. And so it's really going within yourself and deciding, who do I want to be today to attract the life that I desire?
Ooh, that's a good question.
And so it's, yeah, and so it's, you know, stepping in, you know, if you want a certain life, are you being the person qualified for that life?
So example, if I, and I'll use my example, if I want to be fit and healthy, skipping the gym every day is a choice I'm making to not be fit and healthy. And vice versa, going to the gym is making a choice. So it's holding the vision and then asking yourself the question, is this choice I'm making now bringing me closer to my vision or pushing me further away?
True. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you know what's tough, I think when I first stepped on the path, is once you have the awareness that the choice is yours and you have to be responsible, it kind of sucked in, right? It was like, oh man, I like not knowing I was the one in control of my own destiny. Because then we could play like the victim of, put, you know, blinders on. There's no going back. Once you awaken to the thing that everything is a choice, you're either going, making choices towards your dreams or away from them. There's no getting out of that awareness once it comes. And it's not always fun to know that we're creating our reality in every with every choice we make. But at the same time, it's empowering. Right? Do you ever have that in, well, did you ever hear of clients having that internal struggle? Like, I love knowing I'm in control of my destiny, but jeepers, I don't want to be in control. I want some magical, you know, fairy or genie to come down and make the decisions for me.
Right, right. That's part of growing up and accepting responsibility for your life, right?
Yeah, and I think, and I'll speak for myself again, that was one of my biggest struggles because of old scripts. It was stepping in and being fully responsible for every area of my life. Some areas I became responsible really quickly, but others I struggled with for a long time of taking responsibility. And
right.
And now I wish I knew what I know now 20 years ago, because once you have that awareness that the choice is yours, and you really, really get that on a deep spiritual level, and know that every time you make a step towards your dreams, the universe is going to match you and support you. Oh, my God. Everything accelerates. But I didn't know that back then. I still fought and struggled. Like, I really don't want to have to make this choice. This isn't a fun choice to make. I pouted my way through 20 years ago, you know. I'd make the darn choice, but I did it with, like, you know, the dropped head and the pouty face. Now it's like, no, this is a tough one, but I know where it's bringing me.
Right. And now, I mean, I'll speak for myself. You know, you're going to be faced with challenges, even at your level, my level, at any level. But how do you see that challenge? You know, in the past, I would think that, well, this wasn't meant for me. It's not working out. And I'd kind of go to a victim mentality. And now I just look at every challenge as, okay. And I become solution oriented and I move through, because I know that life is nothing but a series of challenges. It's how well do you handle it, and do you push through it, or do you give up?
Ooh, that's a great way to look at it, because, and I'm so glad that you said something, doesn't matter what level you are at, that life is life for all of us, right? We all get hit by cosmic 2x4s. We all have challenges, but it's how we look at them that affects the quality of our life, right? Because we can both get hit with the same challenge. But if I looked at it with victimhood and victim energy and feel like it's happening to me and why is this happening, I'll guarantee you, just from my own life experience, you will attract more of that to you. You'll stay stuck longer, and it sure doesn't help solve the situation. But when you own it and do what you just said, step into it, be solution-based, don't you notice everything seems to clear a lot quicker? It's like, oh, she got the lesson.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I always, I have a wise-ass relationship with my divine team. And I sometimes, like 10 years ago, I'd envision them going, oh, my God, is she ever going to get this one? Right, you know, being impatient, tapping their foot. And then, like, when I finally got the lesson, you know, I could envision them just dancing, celebrating, like, oh, my God, finally. And now, you know, thankfully, I feel like I can move through challenges a lot quicker. And something else you said, too, we all still have fears, you know, new level, new devil. Fears come up for myself. Fears come up for Anne, self-doubt. The difference is we found the tools and mentorship and accountability and everything that we've been talking about today to help us move through them quicker, right? Mm-hmm. We're no different from you or any of the other listeners listening in. The thing that we may have that you may not have yet, but which is within grasp, is, as I just said, the tools, the resources, being able to know that surrounding yourself with that circle of influence that we talked about earlier, or mentors, that's a key ingredient to getting unstuck. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you, this whole conversation could keep going, because it's one of my favorite topics. What were you just going to share, Ian?
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, once somebody's ready to make a change, that they just forgive themselves for not doing it sooner. You know,
yeah.
A lot of times we want to beat ourselves up for it taking us so long to get it. And the faster that you can move through that, you move forward.
No, that's a good one. I wish someone had told me that, because 20 years ago, I carried that weight. Like, oh my God, why didn't I do this earlier? Oh my God, why didn't... And it took me a long time to drop that. I probably dropped it in my late 30s or 40s, but I carried it for a long time when I didn't need to carry it. I should have forgave myself right away. I did, like all of us, I made choices based on the information I had at the time, right, and the self-awareness that I had at the time. And now I make different ones because I'm in a different place. But I'm glad you shared that, because I don't want anyone carrying that around as long as I did. You're doing the best you can in this moment. When you're ready to shift, when you're ready to change, you have the power to do so. And if I can do it, if Anne can do it, then we know you can do it also. And I want to invite everyone. Anne has some extraordinary resources on a website at Wealth Attraction Academy, including a four-piece Attract Wealth, Health, and Happiness gift set. That's a free gift. But you can also visit there for inspiring blog posts, learn more about her coaching, her services, and really just tap into the wisdom and knowledge and expertise that she has and that you'll find at Wealth Attraction Academy. So, Anne, I want to thank you for being here with me today. This conversation could be 5 hours because it's such an important one. And so thank you again for being here.
Oh, thank you, Linda. I so appreciate it.
And I want to thank everyone for joining me for our Inspired Conversations. Listen in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more inspiring conversations with visionary women who are here to share their feminine wisdom to support you in living your best life. For even more inspiration, claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine, which includes over 40 transformational gifts. And you can do that at subscribetoaspire.com. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, and choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.